Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use, and it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK. First, I want to thank everyone for showing up here today, because Junior Achievement means a tremendous amount to me, as it does to Ashish, of course, as well. But Ashish means so much to me. And the work that he does, whether it is with Marshall Goldsmith and the MG100, which I'm blessed to be a small part of, and more importantly, I've been a lifer when it comes to Junior Achievement. And it's amazing how many billionaires with a B that, as I give and have conversations with around the world, been in the sports world for a long time, and you would be amazed how many owners of teams, leagues, and organizations have been a part of Junior Achievement. My journey started when I was 12. I grew up with a single mom who had five boys and one girl, and she taught me work ethic. I still don't listen to my mom, by the way, but I still watch her. And she was a second grade teacher and packed our dinners in a paper bag, and then worked convenience stores, filled up turnstiles with greeting cards just so we could eat. There was times in Akron, Ohio that we were on food stamps, and I remember my mom paying for food with food stamps, but grabbing a pack of pencils for her second grade class because there wasn't enough money for the schools with our food stamps, to give you an idea of the type of woman my mom was. Now, I'm the low end of the gene pool for my family. My siblings all went to the Ivy Leagues here in Boston. Yeah, they're arrogant enough when you ask them where they went to school, they're like, Boston. We all know what that means. I should have just went to school in Boston, but not got into Harvard. That would have been fine. But education-wise, one of the greatest educations that I received was through Junior Achievement. When I was 12 years old, my mom put me in that program because I was different than my siblings. I didn't like to study. I wanted to make money to buy my mom a house. And she felt Junior Achievement was a great program. We had moved to San Diego, and I loved it. And it taught me my relationship with money. It taught me work ethic. But it really taught me a lesson about asking for help. And I felt comfortable getting mentorship. And I've been mentoring for years now, old and young. And if you're worried about our future, which I can understand, why you may be, I'm one of the few people to tell you don't. Don't worry about our future because our bench is really deep. If you got to spend the time around the world like I do with the young people today and the amount of skills, knowledge, and desire that these young people have, you know, it's human nature to say that we had it tougher than they did. Yes, we did. But there's no shortage of talent for our future. And it will be the entrepreneurs that save this world. They'll fill the hole in the sky. They'll convert plastic to food. They're going to do amazing things. There's already things I can't believe are occurring from these young people. And they are JA. And I'm blessed to be the chancellor of Junior Achievement University. To tell you the power of Junior Achievement, when we started Junior Achievement University worldwide, I reached out to my friends, my mentors, people like Jack Canfield, Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, Sharon Lecter, Mary Morrissey, Blaine Bartlett, all of these incredible people, Brian Tracy. And I said, can you donate all of your content to Junior Achievement so that these kids can learn how the mindset, heartset, and handset works in business and in life? I didn't get one no. So I'm blessed to have a star-studded crew of people that are empowering other people to make a lot of money so we can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. And so when I was asked to come here today, there was only the same thing I hear from everyone else in JA. Absolutely. What time do I have to be there and who can I invite? So thank you, everyone.
Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use, and it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK.
Before we bring up Ashish to talk about modern achievement, I want to talk about one of the lessons I learned from Junior Achievement. And it was perplexing as my mom got older. My mom's 81 years old. She was a teacher, as I said. All of my siblings, Ivy Leaguers, extremely passionate, purposeful, and profitable people. But she's 81, and I noticed she doesn't have a lot in her life financially. But yet she taught me something that I believe to be true. The more you give, the more you receive. Anyone believe that? The more you give, the more you receive? Yeah, absolutely, 100% true. And then I looked at first responders, United States vets. I looked at teachers, single moms,
all the most generous, kind people that I knew in my life, and very few of them had a lot of financial abundance in their life. And I started to study religions, philosophies, theories. I studied as much as I could to understand, why is it that the people who give the most don't have the most financially? They have a lot of love and all the things that, but it didn't work in finance, and I couldn't understand why. And so in my studies, I found that it actually says something different than the more you give, the more you receive. Most religions, philosophies, spiritualities, and theories actually say the more you give, the more you're given. The more you give, the more you're given, which means we have to elevate our awareness through gratitude and forgiveness to know what we're given. And so many people today are given so much and they feel punished. It's the wisdom and faith through gratitude and forgiveness that allow us to appreciate all that we're given, including appreciate the differences in all of us. Regardless of your religions and politics and theories and philosophies, JA Worldwide unifies everyone with appreciation of all that we're given. And I've been blessed in my life. I've made over $100 million twice. That means I lost it in between. I lost it in between because I didn't realize all that I was given. Now, that's the first step into that more we give, the more we... The second one is, in order to receive, we have to be worthy of receiving. And so the more you give, the more you're given. But if you're not worthy of receiving and you feel guilty, resentful, shameful, and like my mom, oh no, I'll give everything away. Well, what about receiving? Oh, well, it's okay. I'll give 100%, but 98% back is fine with me. This is a horrible zero-sum game that the kindest and most generous people in the world live in. They give 100% and they don't get back more. They don't feel worthy, or they feel guilty or resentful, so they shamefully say, no, it's okay, I can live on this. Well, you realize the math. If you don't take more, if you don't receive more from what you've given, you're going to end up at zero. It is a zero-sum game that most people play. They're very generous, kind people that I know. So I want to elevate not only your awareness to be in a promotion, protection, and love perspective of when and see and look for all that we're given. Even if it looks like a divine detour, it's a divine detour. You're not being punished. I had to tell my mom that I had lost everything, but worse, I had to walk up to my mom's house, which I bought for her, my only dream in the world, and tell her I had lost everything, including her home. I didn't take my name off of her title. She had to move. My basement had a basement. If somebody would have told me that that moment was protecting me somehow, promoting me somehow, and loving me somehow, I will tell you this 18 years later, that but for that moment in my life, I probably wouldn't be here, and I certainly wouldn't be married. It was protecting me, teaching me, because I saw all that I was given, and I had a different path, which I stand here today. So I want everyone to give more. I want you to realize all that you're given and receive more. And then finally, the true testament of faith, regardless of what you believe, is to ask for more. Most people don't have faith that there's more than enough of everything for everyone. And so even if they receive, they don't ask for more. Oh, it's enough. I live in a world of just enough. Outside of the world of to me and punishment, but for me, just enough for me. I'm here to encourage you that there is more than enough of everything for everyone. Live in the infinite flow of more than enough. Give more, be given more, receive more, ask for more than more. You'll be able to give more than more. You'll be given more than more. You'll receive more than more and ask for more than more than more. You, and when you're 80 years old, will live in the world of more than enough of everything for everyone. Let's all believe in a world of more than enough of everything. And I appreciate the opportunity for Junior Achievement to be here today, and especially to honor Ashish. And if you want mine, Ashish, come on up here and we'll get this thing. Let's give him a big round of applause. I want to start with the obvious. JA has been nominated for its second year in a row for a Nobel Peace Prize. And that's pretty significant and well-deserved. I was wondering, did that nomination impact, or how is it connected to modern achievement, and what influence or inspiration have you gathered from the Nobel Peace Prize nomination?
Well, thank you. First of all, most of you are like, J.A., Nobel Peace Prize? What is the connection? So I get asked this around the world a bit, and I thought it might be useful to start with this just for all of you. It's very difficult to have peace without prosperity. Prosperity for everyone in a community. Sustainable peace requires prosperity. You can't have prosperity without having young people truly believe that they're economic agents for themselves and their families, that they can create a job for themselves and for their families, that they can get gainful employment, that they can be engaged in the community. And what JA does really, really well, and one of the really, I think, few organizations that does it at scale in 118 countries, is we help young people develop the self-belief to be able to own their economic success. So that's the connection. The connection to the book, though, is a funny story. So Marshall Goldsmith, of course, is the co-author of the book. We were at dinner in New York City just after the first nomination for a celebratory dinner. And in front of everyone, there was a dinner like this one, you can imagine. And in front of everyone, he high-fived me and said, "We're going to do a book together." And I will tell you, if any of you ever want to sign a contract with somebody, I know there's a few lawyers in the room, a high five in front of your peers is more enforceable than any legal agreement ever written. So that's how the book came together, is at that moment.
That's amazing. I've written several books, and early success is not easy. But yet, somehow, in less than a week, you became an international bestseller.
A month.
Well, I think you're already in one country a bestseller before, right away. And the success of the book keeps growing. I just heard that you sold over 5,000 books in Lithuania alone. But as an author, we have to have a perception of what people are listening for. And you have a different perspective because you get all the feedback, good and bad. But what is it about the book that's really resonating with people around the world to give you such a great head start and success? And what's your biggest surprise?
So, the book was written for a young audience, right? It's a book written for aspiring leaders. I think the one biggest surprise, and I think the reason I think it might be doing as well as it is it seems to be resonating, I will even say even more, with an older audience. And I don't exactly know why, but here's my hypothesis. When you write a book which actually has lessons for people, if it's written for them, they receive it differently. When it's written for somebody else, like their kids or their young leaders in their life, their colleagues, they receive it with more generosity because they're thinking of other people. And they pick and choose the lessons that apply to their life. And I just didn't know that. I would never have guessed that. And what's happened is the sales of the book in the US, UK, Canada, and now in India, top 10 in India in its category, which blew me away, I think is from an older audience who see the book as a gift for others, but also as a gift to themselves that they can pick and choose from. That's been probably the biggest surprise. And Lithuania, you know, JA was an organization that was brought into Eastern Europe after the Berlin Wall fell down. And we were the first program in entrepreneurship across Eastern Europe. So most of the business leaders across these countries have gone through JA. I know some of you have heritage from this part of the world. And it's really amazing to see the impact we have there, where I can genuinely say with all humility, we've not only changed the lives of individuals, but we've changed the lives of communities and society because of our scale. So it's amazing that there's so much interest in the book there too.
As there is around the world. Now, lessons are important. And within the context of accountability, I always say that we look at how we are responsible, how we have attracted this, how we participate in a perception. But the bigger question is, what did we learn from it? In fact, having four kids of my own, I've learned there's three things I tell them. I just want to make sure they do their best, that they learn lessons and have fun. And I know when we write our own book, life is about lessons. And the lessons, they keep coming until we learn them. They come in different sizes, shapes, and colors, but the same lesson. And so I always love to ask successful authors and friends and thought leaders around the world like yourself, what's the biggest lesson that you learned from your own book?
Oh my God. Jeez, that's a tough question. So we have Bill Schaubel here. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Bill's one of our most generous supporters, and I tell his story in the book. And one thing I learned from Bill is to really have a bias for action. He said that one of the things that's helped him succeed in life is he's intentionally made friends who are 5 to 10 years older than him. Such a simple, concrete thing. And, you know, this definition of achievement has changed because most young people graduating from school are going to have at least 20 different jobs and at least 7 different careers over the course of their life. That's just a rate of change that we all didn't have in our lives, although some of us I know have had multiple careers and multiple jobs. And to have that kind of change in your life, you're going to have to be very, very good at having role models, mentors, and building a professional network intentionally. And a lot of people I know, especially even my own kids, I've got my son here, Alexander. Where are you, Alexander? There you are. Hey. So, you know, I wrote the book dedicated to Alexander and Elliot, my kids. I want them to know, and I want all your kids to know, the importance of actually being intentional about building a professional network 5 to 10 years older than you, not just hanging out with friends who are your age. It's going to be so important. And when we wrote this, and Jim also knows this, we test marketed the book and people read the early copies and they said, actually, this applies to us too. We need to make friends 5 to 10 years younger than us because we're going to have long lives, hopefully, and we're going to have to really build our professional networks and have reverse mentoring happening so we learn. So the biggest takeaway for me is to be intentional. So we rewrote the lesson to be 5 to 10 years older and 5 to 10 years younger. So I really encourage you all to have a young person involved in your life, be generous with them, be a reverse mentor, and for all the young people here, to be intentional about making friends who are 5 to 10 years older than you.
Beautiful lesson to live by, And I think it's aligned with the neighborhood or frequency that we're trying to create, not only here in Boston, but around the world. And I want to reiterate what Nick suggested is, we always like to build a neighborhood of people, which Ashish, you've built, as you stated, whether it's YPO or Junior Achievement or Marshall Goldsmith's 100, the variety of collectives here creates one neighborhood of people that are here to help one another and pull up a chair next to you and reach out and have someone pull one above you as well. So everyone, let's honor Ashish, raise your glass. May modern achievement be the next Think and Grow Rich. The amazing Ashish. Let's cheers.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. A big round of applause for Ashish and modern achievement and junior achievement. All right. Thank you guys.